and welcome. It's hour number three. Hour number three. Ben Maller Show, podcast, limited commercial interruption, a baseball hour, and the mouth of the Midwest, Tim Anderson, who? Rather generic name. He's a shortstop for the Chicago White Sox, and he has emphatically declared the White Sox are the team to beat in the American League. Talk about that. Also give out some more Benny Awards, including the Best Couple of the Year, Lame Joke Writer of the Year as well, and a whole lot more as the Bennies roll on. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, hour number three. Big talk out of the second city. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we bloviate coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep, and I do mean deep, inside the Magic Radio Box, the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save big on your auto insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone in a few minutes. Just call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
So our lead this hour comes from Major League Baseball. There was spring training action that started over the weekend. I don't know if you saw any of that.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Watched a little bit of it. Gives you a little clenching of your thirst there. Gets you excited. Get you ready. And we've got like a month of this to go. And then the regular season will be here before you know it. But our lead this hour on the first day of March comes from hardball showmanship. We head to the Windy City. Some major confidence coming out of the south side of Chicago via spring training camp in Arizona. Did you hear what Tim Anderson recently had to say? You did not. Now, Tim Anderson has the unfortunate generic name, but he's not a generic player. Not a generic player. He's a shortstop for the Chicago White Sox, and he has emphatically announced that the Pale Hose, as they are known, are the team to beat in the American League. Now, to be fair, he was egged on during a radio interview. He popped up on 670 The Score in Chicago, and Anderson initially gave a politically correct answer to a question about the White Sox chances in 2021, and then when goaded by the talk show host, he said, F it, we're the best team in the American League, close quote. All right, now he didn't say F it. He actually said the word that starts with an F and ends with a K. I think you can fill out the other letters in that. So let us discuss. All right, the question, are you going to buy or sell the White Sox as the team to beat heading into the spring training period and then the regular season of the American League? All right, I'm actually going to buy this. I'm going to buy this one. I'm going to buy stock in this. Now, I've got caffeine, paper over, and teapot. And we will combine all these things together. Now, first of all, Tim Anderson was not blowing smoke here. I love the grandiosity. I happen to be a talk show, so I feed off this kind of stuff. Spring training, well, I did watch some of the spring training action. I especially enjoyed the criticism, I think it was the Cardinal broadcast on Angel Hernandez, the umpire, when they started goofing on him. That's a sign that it's baseball season when you're goofing on an umpire, but and that umpire in particular. But spring training is a monotonous time of the calendar. It is often a yawn fest, and while I love baseball, it's typically three innings of players you've heard of and then a bunch of players you've never heard of with really high digits on their uniform. It's often unexciting. So this, by Tim Anderson, is what I like to call a shot of caffeine, an espresso, to build up some excitement, right? 2021 season. Now, Chicago, if you look at the White Sox, the bread and butter of that team, I believe, is both the lineup, but the rotational depth. If you look at the top teams in the American League, Lucas Giolito and Dallas Keuchel are the lead of that rotation. And they also picked up Lance Lynn, and those are the top three. Mostly reliable at the start of the regular season anyway. We can debate how good those players will do in October, but will you be the top team during the regular season to have a chance in the crapshoot that is postseason baseball. You have to get there before you can write off certain teams. The White Sox were a playoff team in the truncated 2020 season, and they have done more to enhance their roster than most of the other teams in the American League. In addition to adding Lance Lynn to the rotation, Liam Hendricks comes in from Oakland as the de facto closer for Chicago. The often injured Adam Eaton, he takes over in right field. And so that improves on a roster that has the bedrock. Tim Anderson, Eloy Jimenez, and Johan Moncada, and all the rest. The reigning MVP in the shortened season there, Jose Abreu of the White Sox. Now, secondly, if you check out the landscape around the American League, over there, and over there, it's not a lot. It's not a lot, right? You've got a clear split between the haves and the have-nots, and it's been this way the last couple years in baseball. It seems like it's even worse. Now, I've got three top teams on the one line. The one line, that would be the White Sox, the Yankees, and the Blue Jays as the class of the American League. Then you have the second line contenders. In that second line, I put teams like Oakland and Minnesota. I'm downgrading Tampa Bay, but Tampa's always like sneaky good. They get rid of guys, they bring nobodies in, and nobody's turned out to be somebody's in that weird Frankenstein lab they have in Tampa. But that's the second line. We're going to focus on the one line here. The biggest threat to the White Sox, if you look at it on a computer depth chart, are the Yankees and the Blue Jays. The Dunedin Jays spent a ton of dough. They picked up Kirby Yates as the closer. They kept Robbie Ray around as the number two starter behind Hyunjin Ryu. They also added cheating Astro George Springer and Oakland shortstop Marcus Semien. He came over from the Bay Area. Plus, Vladimir Guerrero is half the man he used to be. He dropped a ton of weight. Does that mean he's going to play better consistently? Does he lose his power? He's a lean, mean wrecking machine in early part of spring training baseball for the Dunedin Blue Jays. And now, I am not as sold on the Yankees in 2021 as they are currently constructed. And there's a couple reasons for that. I'm a doubting Mallor when it comes to the Yankees. Now, Gerrit Cole, whatever kind of witchcraft and sorcery he's got going on, it's worked. But after that, it's Gerrit Cole and a lot of wishful thinking, okay? And they have essentially, in the Bronx, papered over the cracks in the concrete, given it the cosmetic treatment. Gone is Masahiro Tanaka. He's gone. He's out. Back to Japan. The new guy slotted in as the number two starter is Corey Kluber, who was a stud for the Cleveland Indians several years back. But since the start of the 2019 season, he's got an earned run average of close to six, and he's only been able to pitch 36 and two-thirds innings. Last season, he got traded to the Texas Rangers. That was a shortened season anyway, but he only made one start because of continuing arm problems. Used a lot of innings when he was back in Northern Ohio, Kluber did, and the arm has not bounced back, and so he is the new number two starter, at least going into the season for the Yankees. And then the number three starter is Jameson Taillon, who comes over from the Pirates, your generic brand 29-year-old starting pitcher. And the Yankees have the top bullpen. I will give them that. The bullpen among the contenders, but they've got a bunch of fragile position players. You can't depend on Aaron Judge playing a full season. He's only done it once. He's the Anthony Davis of baseball. Giancarlo Stanton is another guy built like Adonis but made out of glass. And these guys are always dinged up. When they play, they're great, but they're always injured. And the Bronx Bombers are going to have to make some in-season changes to fortify that rotation. And that always gives you pause because we know that the GM there, Brian Cashman, very reluctant to trade the minor league players away. He's getting a tie, he's like handcuffed to those minor league players, but it's imperative. The Yankees are going to be there because the American League East is not that great. Baltimore still sucks, and the Red Sox are average at best this particular season, this heading into the year. So the Yankees are going to win a bunch of games just by location, location, location. But in the postseason, if you're going in with one pitcher that you can rely on, Gerrit Cole, good luck. All right, final thought. So some, I want to go back to Tim Anderson. Some are criticizing the White Sox shortstop for his bold decree that he made on sports radio in Chicago that the White Sox are the team to beat in the American League. This pomp and circumstance, they say, the naysayers, it's going to backfire. Anderson's put undue pressure on the White Sox, a bullseye on their back. Phooey is what I say. It's a bunch of hogwash. Right? Bunch of hogwash. That is a tempest in the teapot situation. It is faux outrage. Faux outrage. The worst kind of outrage, faux outrage. Right? We should encourage more of this. We like this. Baseball needs more of this. I like this. I enjoy this. Everyone should think they're going to win the World Series. The teams that are actually trying. The White Sox are one of the top teams in that sport. They're not exactly playing tiddlywinks like they had been for so many years. And whether Tim Anderson says so or not, being the hype man is good. It promotes interest in baseball, gets people talking about the sport. Now, that's it. It only gets you halfway. The good thing, though, is when you have the big mouth and you come out and you throw this kind of stuff out there that your team is U.S. prime, highest in quality, right? Highest in quality. You're not making macaroni anymore. You're a sirloin steak. You then, after you've talked the talk, have to walk the walk. You got to back it up. So that's always the fun part to keep an eye on when you look at the White Sox. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that, you can join us here at 877-996-6369. We're not taking as many phone calls as normal because it is the Bennies. We're giving out awards. We're celebrating our own here. Great moments that have happened throughout the year here. It's the 2021 Bennies celebrating marginal overnight sports radio, and we have no guests on this show. We have no paid contributors on this program. It is a grassroots movement. It is the show by the people, for the people, and you are the people. And so we are taking a moment, one night to celebrate tremendous contributions in helping to improve the quality of this show. And the next Benny that we need to give out here goes to the top couple of the year. The top couple of the year, as voted by the hundreds and hundreds of people that took part filling out the ballot. Thank you all for your voting. The nominees for best couple of the year on the Ben Maller Show in the year 2020: Leslie and Jack the Judge, the power couple from Bradenton, Florida. Ed and Christina in Spokane. A couple of characters driving around the country, living our lives through Ed and Christina in Spokane. Beer drinking Brian and a half pint from Kansas City. And the final nominee for top couple of the year in 2020 on the Ben Maller Show: Justin in Cincinnati and Robbie, the Mariner fan. And I don't know how they got in there. Apparently a long-distance relationship. Who goofed? I've got to know. All right. Very good. And the envelope, please. Here we go. And the winner for the top couple on the Ben Maller Show in the year 2020 goes to beer drinking Brian and a half pint from Kansas City. That is their second Benny Award of the night. We're only midway through and already their second Benny Award, already awarded Rookie Caller of the Year and now Top Couple of the Year. An overwhelming vote total. Congratulations. And they are the big winners of this category. We will press on. We'll take your phone calls as we roll on. And next up, the top lame, easier for me to say, lame joke writer of 2020. And we'll also give out the top blind caller later in the hour, the best crew fill-in, some of the awards still to come. But straight ahead, the top lame joke writer. So many people send these jokes in regularly throughout the year, and we take a moment to celebrate who stands out. We had a lot of voting right up until the very end there. This one actually changed at the very end. We'll get to that. It is the Bennies, and we continue. We'll get to it. We'll do it next.
Blair. Poopy pie. You want a poopy pie?
All right.
What did you say over there? Yeah, Raiders fan.
You want a poopy pie?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, taking your calls. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Sexy boy.
And now live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Chet in San Diego writes, and he says, a metaphysical question. Is it an honor to win a Benny Award? Well, Chet, listen. We deal with philosophy on sports radio all the time. The great Aristotle, of course. And you're just upset, Chet, because you did not win an award here, clearly. A little upset. Some people upset with me about the baseball-heavy monologue to begin this hour. Late-night drug tester says, bad job by you. Dick in Dayton said Cleveland was taking the American League Central as long as the pitching, hitting, and defense show up. That is true. Flexus says, God, put everyone to sleep. Get on with the Bennies. F baseball, Flexus says. Very upset.
Wow.
Yeah. You know...
Wow, bro.
You know, we've touched a nerve when Flexus is offended. Double O Mexican San Diego says, solid A monologue, Ben. What the hell is the guy supposed to say? We suck and no reason to try because the Astros are probably cheating. And 100% agree with you. The Yankees are as soft as butter. Alf the alien opponent says, wait a minute. What? We don't get paid? All right, well, we've got to get back to the awards. Any surprises at this point here? Anything that really stands out? We've had beer drinking Brian and a half pint win a couple of awards.
I would say no so far. No real surprises.
No. All right, so it's been very disappointing then. The Bennies have been as expected.
Well, I don't know about that, but.
Paint by numbers? Okay.
The people voted. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they did. They did.
It's up to them.
All right, now as we get back to the Bennies, the next category, best lame joke writer of the year 2020, and we had the most nominees for this particular category. The nominees are Gordon in Tacoma, Aussie Momentum, Imran from Vancouver, Bill from Iowa, Anthony in Anaheim, Eric in Iowa, Just Josh in Cincinnati, Tammy in Montana, Gary from Youngstown, and George in Rochester, Minnesota. And those are the nominees for the Lame Joke Writer of the Year. And the envelope, please. And the winner of the Lame Joke Writer of the Year on the Ben Maller Show with a come-from-behind win in the final hours of the voting, Aussie Momentum is the top Lame Joke Writer of the Year.
There's the first shocker.
Wow. Aussie Momentum, by less than 25 votes, edged out Just Josh in Cincinnati. It was so close, though. This is one of the categories. Bill from Iowa was right there. Tammy in Montana. Everything was bunched up in this particular category. But congratulations to Aussie Momentum, who sends a large volume of jokes every week. He loves the Weed Man roast. He's very good at that, and also goofing on Tammy in Montana. So congratulations to Aussie Momentum, the big winner here, and very exciting. Time to give out another Benny Award. We have a clock.
If I could, Ben, before you move on to that.
Yes.
I feel like I overlooked this, and so I would like to give an honorable mention to JJ Bro on Twitter. Probably should have been in the nominee list. He sends a lot of my shocking and offensive jokes to me. And so
yeah. He complained, and you realized he complained.
He actually didn't complain. Oh, he didn't complain at all. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, JJ, thank you for your contribution. And there's so many other people, you know, Surfer Todd, the comedian, and so many others that send jokes in regularly that we could not include in the nominees. But Aussie Momentum, our first international winner, correct? Yes, I think our first international winner.
Yep.
Aussie Momentum all the way in Australia. Listen, so it's not an overnight show in Australia. It's a like an afternoon
show. And we do have
a future show.
We do have some winners waiting backstage for acceptance speeches.
All right. Well, let's give out one more, Benny, and then we'll hear from some speeches from some of the key members here that have won awards, acceptance speeches. The next category is Best Crew Fill-In. Now, I try not to take a lot of time off. I usually wait till the end of the year. This past year, I had some personal stuff. I had to take more time than I wanted to. And I thank all the people that fill in. You guys bust these people's balls relentlessly. You're very mean to the people that sit in for me. Very protective of my territory. I'm grateful that you're protective of my territory. But you don't have to bust everyone's chops when I'm not here. But the nominees for Best Crew Fill-In for the year 2020 are Brian Noe, the No-Show. Brian Finley, Oakley Dokley Do. Jonas Knox, Chris Perfett, and Bo the Show are your nominees for Best Crew Fill-In. The envelope, please. And the winner for the Best Crew Fill-In for the year 2020 goes to Jonas Knox. Congratulations, Jonas Knox. You have won. Tremendous honor. So exciting. Porn star or wrestler, I don't know. It's Jonas Knox. There he is, the big winner there. And did very well. And I know this is devastating to the Finley fanatics, but a large KO situation. Hundreds
not as
and
fanatical
hundreds
as they'd like to think, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a small group there, Coop. Yep, small group, the Finley fanatics. Yikes. All right. Well, congratulations to our man Jonas, who is the big winner there of the fill-in of the year. We have some acceptance speeches. We'll get to that. We also have the next Benny that we're going to give out a few minutes away here from the top blind caller of the year. The top blind caller of the year. We are the king of the blind callers here on the overnight. And take that, Colin Cowherd and all you daytime people. We own the overnight for the blind. A very coveted demographic that we have here without a doubt.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
News to the back to the NBA and Victor Oladipo of the Houston Rockets. Of course, he was a part of that three-team deal. I saw James Harden go to Brooklyn, John Wall come to Houston, so on and so forth. Apparently, the Rockets have offered him a two-year, $42.5 million extension. Now, that's the most they could offer him under the collective bargaining agreement. And Victor Oladipo reportedly has said, no thanks. He is looking to get a longer-term deal in the offseason. Of course, this now puts the Rockets in a situation where do they trade him now coming up at the deadline? March the 25th is the trade deadline. They apparently want to re-sign him, but they can't offer him a longer-term deal until after the season is over. And then, of course, he can hear other offers and he could go somewhere else. So we'll see if they trade him, which I would expect that they would do before the upcoming trade deadline.
Well, first of all, you knew the Rockets were in a bad spot here because the moment after that trade happened, the James Harden trade, Oladipo's camp was trying to get him traded to the Miami Heat. So you knew that he didn't really want to be in Houston to start with. Number two, if the Rockets would like I would be willing to give away my empire as the king of the overnight here on Fox and play for, what, 20, was it per year, 20-something million dollars, whatever it is with the Rockets. I would take the two-year deal. I'd be willing to give up my radio career for 2 years, 40-something million dollars. I know it's
a sacrifice.
It is a lot of sacrifice, a lot of hardship, Eddie. I'd have to live in the same city with Chris in Houston, but I would find a way to get it done. I would find a way to get it done, so. Good luck to Oladipo. Well, he's making $21 million this season, so I guess when you have $20 million and you made $20 million the last few years, then you can turn down another $20 million.
Yeah, final year of a four-year, $85 million contract.
Wow. Tough.
Oh, man.
Tough business, man. This job is not that easy. All right, thank you for that, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show. The Bennies continue. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter, some acceptance speeches here. Let's start out in Berkeley, and we welcome in Andrea in Berkeley, the sports sorceress. And if you were listening to us last hour, you heard earlier on here that Andrea was the winner of a Benny for the best show marketing over the last year. She was able to edge out Fats from Philly. Andrea popping up on CBS Sunday morning and inadvertently gave us a shout out on that popular show. Thank you, Andrea.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hey, it wasn't inadvertent. I was more than happy to share when they asked me about my sports astrology. And quite frankly, they got a kick out of the sports sorceress name. So shout out to Josh for naming me that. And yeah, they really kind of took the ball and ran with it when I said I was sports sorceress on the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sport Radio. And then I either they found a tweet or I did about wishing the Maller Militia happy Friday the 13th. It was just like perfect. So proud to be a part of the Maller Militia. Thank you for the award. Honored to receive it. And appreciate the opportunity to share my unique sports astrology on the show. So whenever the opportunity arises, more than happy to give a shout out to the Maller Militia and the Ben Maller Show.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And you are still up for some other awards later on, Female Caller of the Year as well. So we might be talking to you again. I don't know. I don't have the results yet. But thank you, Andrea.
Yes.
Appreciate that. There's a full moon, right? We got a full moon out there. So
nice timing, my friend.
Yes, we did not plan it, but it just worked out that way. There's a full moon out and about there this last couple days. All right, thank you, Andrea. So she picks up a Benny for show marketing and another acceptance speech now. A two-time Benny winner. Twice already, two Bennies picking up the acceptance speech for their two honors, and that would be a beer-drinking Brian and a half pint from Kansas City, Rookie Caller of the Year on the Ben Maller Show. Also, the best couple on the year. So let's say hello to beer drinking Brian and a half pint. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Ben, you gotta love it. Hey, I have to love the militia. It's just
they love you, and you sound like you're in mid-season form here.
Doing a lot of celebrating.
Wow.
Hard to blame him.
Oh, yeah. Well, we kind of thought maybe we'd have this happen. So I went out and bought some stuff.
All right, I'm going to put you off the air because if I keep you on any longer, I'm going to get in trouble. Somebody's going to demand a wellness check. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Maybe we'll talk to Half Pint later. Wow. Holy crap. What the hell was that?
Roberto.
Those are our listeners right there.
It's an open bar backstage, man.
Wow. You guys trashed.
He was drinking straight from the tap, apparently. Just like Barney in The Simpsons.
Wow. A beer drinking Brian. Clearly heeding his doctor's advice to cut back on the drinking, obviously, yes. Wow. All right, this portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Farmers Insurance. Call 1-888-FARMERS. You can save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Time now to give out another Benny Award for the top blind caller on the show. And we are very fortunate to be rich in blind listeners that stay up all night listening to our show and our nonsense here. They're big parts of our program. And, of course, this is the best blind caller. One of our more famous blind members of the show calls up for the talent show every year, Inca Terror, but he's not a regular caller, so Inca Terror was not a nominee. But here are the list of nominees for Blind Caller of the Year in 2020. The nominees are Blind Scott from Boston, Kathy in Portland, Oregon, Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan from the Pacific Northwest there, Washington State, and from Nashville, Tennessee, Blind Seabass. Those are the nominees. Envelope, please. And the winner for top blind caller on the Ben Maller Show in the year 2020 goes to Blind Scott from Boston. Congratulations, Blind Scott. What a deserving honor, Blind Scott, one of the longest tenured members of the Maller Militia. We go back many years. I've met Blind Scott on several of my sojourns to Boston. In fact, he was part of that famous night when we all got together back in 2019 and had a party in Boston. And that was when Paul and Aaliyah and Wayne from Southie and all the gang was there. And Blind Scott was a big part of that. And Jim from Providence as well. We haven't heard from Jim in Providence in a while, but all the great callers that are in that Boston area that were part of it. And Blind Scott, so he wins a Benny. He's won so many of these awards over the years, so congratulations.
I hit that when I peep.
To him. And I think we have time for one more, yes? I think we have time for one more. Actually, why don't we hold off on that? Because I want to do that. That category I want to do properly. There's a lot of moving parts to that category. So we'll push that back. We're going to have the Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio. I think it's appropriate because this is Benny's night. So we're going to solicit advice to the winners and the losers on how to handle the very emotional, the visceral emotional reaction that one has from both winning and losing a Benny Award. So we'll get to that, the Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio, and we will get to it. We will do it next.
I think I give a ride on my John Deere.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
Away we go! It is time now for another premiere part of the Ben Maller Show where the cream of the crop rises up here. It's the Insta Advice Line, Unscreened Radio. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Farmers Insurance. Call Farmers today for a quote. So who needs our advice? We usually pick somebody out of the world of sports. Whether it be an athlete, a coach, a prominent media figure in the sporting world, or in this case, a prominent sports talk radio caller. It is the 2021 Bennies celebrating the callers, the contributors that made this show mediocre in the year 2020. And so we're giving advice now to winners and or losers on how to handle the emotion of the Bennies. If you win, how do you deal with that? And then if you get upstaged, outshined, overshadowed by someone else, how do you handle that? 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part of the show. 877-996-6369. To the phones we go. We'll start out with you on line one. You are the first call up on the Insta Advice Line for the Bennies. You're on the air. Go.
Get a job as a paper carrier.
All right, thank you for that. Line two, you're next up. Your advice for the winners and or losers of the Bettys.
Sorry, the Democrats stole it from you.
All right, there we go. Russian collusion in the election, and you are next. Hello, you're on the air. Advice on the Bennies, line number three. Hello, line three.
Like in gambling, if you can't afford to lose, you shouldn't play.
That's right, exactly. If you can't handle it, don't get in the arena. Line five, you are next. We're giving advice on the Bennies, the winners and the losers, line number five.
When taking the post-Benny year analysis, make sure the Wisdomator matches your race.
All right, there's Jed who fled, who did not win a Benny so far. Always good when you mention the Wisdomator. Shout out Ontario Smith. One of the great Minnesota Vikings of all time there, Ontario Smith. Oh, my God. All right, we'll keep it going here. 877-996-6369. It's the Insta Advice Line, Unscreen Radio. For the Bennies, so have many more awards to give out, but we've given out a bunch so far. Hello, you're next on the air. Go.
Whatever beer drinking Brian are doing the high.
All right, try that again. Thank you. Call back. Wow. Whatever they're drinking, you're drinking as well. My goodness. All right, you're next. Hello. By the way, Doc Mike is calling my phone right now. Doc, I'm on the air. I can't answer the phone, Doc.
Who is
all right.
That, Shirley?
No, it's Doc Mike. He doesn't understand. All right.
He only listens to the show when he's on hold, so he can't
hear understand.
You.
I understand. 2 years. All right. You're on the air. Hello. Line six. You're on the air. Advice on the Bennies. Line six.
Did Beer Drinking Brian think he was Nikki Spillane?
Well, that's the voice of a Benny's winner right there. That's Sean the Hood guy who won a Benny earlier, gave an acceptance speech. Hello, you're next on the air. Line one, we'll go back through here. Advice
number
on
one.
The Bennies, the winners and those that got upstaged. Hello.
You got to shake it before you bake it.
Yeah, thank you. It says it on the box right there. It says on the box, shake it before you bake it. All right, you're next. Hello, line number two. You're on the air. Go.
No wonder Ozzy Momentum won. He's so funny looking and funny smelling.
Oh, look at that. Tammy in Montana with a verbal attack on Ozzy Momentum, who Ozzy Momentum hornswoggled his brother into this as well, writing some jokes. All right, you're next. Line three, you're on the air. It's the instant advice line for the Bennies.
Where's my hockey puck?
Oh, this is a spinoff of the Where's My Baseball. Your hockey puck is actually in Eddie Garcia's car right now. So if you go into Eddie's car in the Premier Networks parking lot, you'll find Eddie's hockey puck. That's your puck. It's in his car. It's his hockey puck, but it's actually yours. All right, we'll keep it going. You're next here. Advice on the Bennies. Hello, you are next. Line five.
David Gagan.
Hey, there you go. All right, David very Gagan. Nice. I don't know who that is, but I'll keep it going. Line six, you're on the air. Hello, line six. Line six is not there. All right, one more, Coop. Random line. Last call for the Bennies. You're on the air. Random line.
You got the doc. How you doing?
Hey, there it is, the doc. He doesn't even realize. He has no idea what's going on. That's the beauty of Doc Mike right there.